1-844-9-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. The Second Bethlehem Baptist Church family, under the leadership of Pastor Rodney G. McNeil, will celebrate its 113th year church anniversary, Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. The guest evangelist will be Pastor Tom Hamilton Jr. and the Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church family. The theme is a house of worship in spirit and truth. From John 4, 23 and 24, come and fellowship as we worship one with another. For more information, Sister Benita Gaston is available at 318-416-7988. The Second Bethlehem Baptist Church, 1910 Harris Street in Alexandria. The Second Bethlehem Baptist Church is the place to be Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. The Second Bethlehem Baptist Church is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. I heard a story of a young man named Ben who struggled with a form of cancer called Hodgkin's lymphoma. He said something cool about the hospital he went to for treatment. He said, "They treat the person as much as they treat the cancer. My doctor will remain near and dear to my heart forever. He also took great care of my mom, answering every one of her questions. That was very important to me because she was battling along with me." How can we show hope to people around us who are going through difficulties? Sometimes we focus on the problem and lose sight of the person. And it's hard to know how to reach out to family members of someone going through something difficult. When in doubt, ask. When in doubt, bring food. When in doubt, send a note or pray. Keep looking for creative ways to live hope to those who are hurting around you. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
We want to take time to say happy birthday to people who celebrate today as their birthday, Friday, February 7th. We're also going to include Saturday, February 8th and Sunday, February 9th on the birthday list. Let's get right to the list. Happy birthday to Chris Casey today. He's raising money for the Houston Museum of African American Culture. Happy birthday, Chris Casey. Demetrius Victor's on the birthday list today. Happy 28th birthday to you, sir. Monique Milton is turning 47 today. Happy birthday to you. Dewana Nunaket Quinney, celebrating 43 years. Happy birthday. Happy 58th birthday for Karen Alston Early. Good morning. Happy 63rd birthday and a blessing for Brother Ray Moten. We've got Angela Tawanda LaCour on the birthday list today. Happy 41st birthday. Jeffrey Coleman is celebrating his 42nd birthday today. Happy birthday to you, sir. Miss Lorraine Brown Dixon, good morning and happy birthday. Happy 29th birthday to Allie Kelly on your birthday today. Jay Seaway celebrates a birthday on this Friday morning. Happy birthday to you. So does Rhoda Gaston Washington. Good morning and happy birthday to you. We turn our attention to the Saturday birthdays, including Yolanda Smith, Crystal Watson, Carla Watson Sampson, April Matwire, Rita Pickens Murphy, Erica E. Love, Dosha Hall, Carlos Vircher, and Tia Stiles, all celebrating Saturday birthdays. Our Sunday birthdays include Gretchen Hardy, Thelma Horton, Gary Hurd, Courtney Wilson, David Scott, Donisha Banks, Rhonda Zachary Mazzone, Detrick Lair, Natrika Deshandria Culberth, and Shakonda Fikes, all celebrating birthdays on Sunday. So we want to say happy birthday for the entire weekend to the entire group of people who celebrate their birthday this weekend.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Of course. course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. We're talking about breaking the spiral of toxic thoughts. This is something that I know. While we may not be able to take every thought captive in every situation we face every day, we can learn to take one thought captive, and in doing so, affect every other thought to come. So, what is that thought? That thought is to say, I have a choice. I have a choice. That will interrupt any negative thought that you may be having. You see, if you've trusted in Jesus as your Savior, you have the power of God in you to choose. You're no longer a slave to passions, to lusts, to strongholds, to sin of any kind. You have the God-given, God-empowered, God-redeemed ability to choose what you think about. You have a choice regarding where you focus your energy. You have a choice regarding what you live for. Remember, we're not subject to our behaviors, genes, or circumstances. We're not subject to our passions, our lusts, or emotions anymore. We are not subject to our thoughts. We have a choice because we're conquerors who possess weapons to destroy strongholds. God has given us the power and the tools and His Spirit to shift the spiral. So when we're willing to take the initiative, some pretty cool stuff starts to happen for us. We want to thank Jenny Allen for those wonderful words on how to break the spiral of toxic thoughts. Amen. It's been a wonderful week, and I'm sure glad that we had this time to spend together, and I'm looking forward to doing it again next week on Monday morning. We'll be on right after On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas, okay? Also this weekend, if you don't have a church home, come see us over at Global Impact Ministries at 1819 Memorial Drive in Alexandria, starting at 10:30. And then we're going to move the festivities at 1 o'clock over to Ron's house. It's the grand opening of the new homeless men's shelter on Bolton Avenue. You don't want to miss it. It's all happening this Sunday. We'd love to see you there. Remember this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? Enjoy this weekend. Love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just want to cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's work just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go. That I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight, quit. So say I'm good. I'm good enough to love myself.
So good.
Good enough to have success. What you gain from all the stress? Just the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good.
Good enough to handle my bills.
So good.
Good enough to raise my kids. Past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm. Me, am I confident? I reply with every now and then. But life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. And that's all I have to be, and that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good.
Good enough to love myself.
know that you are blessed.
I'm good.
Good enough to handle my bills.
So good.
Good enough to raise my kids. Past is the best, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm good.
Coming up on Friday's The Wade Hampton Show, you don't want to miss this one. We'll be talking about breaking the spiral of toxic thoughts. We'll also be speaking with Pastor Cedric Jefferson of Global Impact Ministries about the opening of Ron's House Men's Shelter in Alexandria. We'll also be speaking with Pastor Lucky Deddy and Brian Poirier from Reconciliation Ministries from Columbia, South Carolina. They've got a free substance abuse rehab facility there, and they'll even pay your way to get there if you need it. It's all coming up and coming at you on Friday's The Wade Hampton Show on KAYT KQJO-FM.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is a medical alert to all the people of God everywhere. The scripture says in Hosea, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." Our nation's top research medical scientists have concluded that excessive weight, arthritis, diabetes, and high blood pressure are interrelated and proven to be deadly and fatal to our health, shortening a lifespan.